I'm here right now with Bob Irvin, president of Joshua House, and I attend the morning Bible study with a group, and we had an individual here who was incarcerated for 10 years for robbery, and he brought his family here. He was released back in February this year, and it's amazing the things that he said that changed. You know, the world changed in 10 years. So here's Bob, and he's just going to share with us the ministry that he is in, and maybe if we have time, some interesting stories about his journey as a servant of the Lord for the ex-offenders. There you go, Bob.
We just had a great visit this morning with a young family that is struggling with dealing with the aftermath of incarceration, which is unforgiveness by society, the inability to find housing because of the husband's criminal record in the past, although he is a Christian and has a changed heart and has done his time, society is in a perpetual unforgiveness mode. And so he's denied rental properties, he's denied jobs, and we find at Joshua House that we try to live a lifestyle ministry of Matthew 25. 35 through 40, which is we take care of the least of these.
Mm-hmm.
And we visit those in prison, and we coordinate with ministries like Kairos Prison Ministry. And at Joshua House, we visit jails and prisons as well. And we meet men like this that have found Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to help them re-enter society. Which is a very difficult task because this is not taking care of children in Africa that people want to give money to. So it's very difficult to raise the funds necessary to do this ministry. And at the same time, it's very difficult to find jobs for men like this. But that's our objective. That's we help find housing, jobs, and keep the family together.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to shepherd these men and women and their children into a local Christian community and that will open their arms and welcome them in.
Yeah.
Their best chance of staying on out of prison again is to find good Christian fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And people that will listen, that will be there for them when they need help. This morning, the wife is sick, and unable to work.
Mm-hmm.
The husband is unemployed, two beautiful children,
mm-hmm.
And yet they don't have the money to live until the first unemployment check. So we took up a little collection here this morning, and we'll tide them over. Faith, Hope, and Love is providing some food on Monday for them. They'll come to Faith, Hope, and Love food pantry next week where they will be able to get some more food. Joshua House will be seeking employment for the husband. And we will stand behind them. The husband's been invited to come here into our men's fellowship prayer and share group that we meet every week.
Bob, if we do have some listeners here who would like to get involved with Kairos or with Joshua House, how would they contact you?
You can contact me at 317-331-9243 or bob.irvin, I-R-V-I-N, at joshuahouse.org. And Joshua is spelled J-E-H-O-S-H-U-A.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.